like, we're doing what our God.
What a God.
What a God. I was like, we're not sitting.
Okay.
Okay, y'all step up first because we're going to start with that. Yes. Yeah. And I turned y'all up.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Is God good or is God good? Amen. We could all stand across this place, turn to your neighbor and tell him, neighbor, you're my praise partner today. And I give him the biggest high five you can give him. And you're proved in that high five that your hands can be lifted. And we are going to continue to lift those hands as we move into worship, as we move into praise. The songs are going to play, but we are going to do what we have been called to do by God, is to worship Him and to give Him praises. And so, Father, I love you today. I give you all of the worship, all of the glory in Jesus' name.
Now I'm free.
reason why.
This morning that you should not be here. That no matter, maybe you were somewhere far off when you were younger. Maybe you've gone through a sickness. Maybe you've gone through something in your life and you know I should not be in the house of God on a Sunday morning. I should not be able to lift up my hands and worship Him. But look what the Lord has done. He has brought you through it. And He has brought you to today so that you can look at the devil in the face and you can say, look what the Lord has done. I'm still here. I'm still worshiping. I can still dance. I can still clap my hands. I can still shout because the enemy tried to bring me down. But God brought me through it. In Jesus' name, begin to worship God right now for what He has done. Some future testimonies that we're going to read, some prayer requests that we are believing that they're going to walk into this building, these names on this list, and they're going to say, look what the Lord has done. Amen. There's going to be some sicknesses that God is going to heal today. There's going to be some situations in people's lives that God is going to heal. And if you have a situation in your life, if you have a sickness in your body, I know a God that can handle it. I know a God that healed me of cancer. I know of a God that has delivered me from many and many things. And He does the same for you as He can do for me in Jesus' name. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, He can do it for you. Jesus' name. We have Eric Dozier, Brother and Sister Charles Fleming, Dee Dee Freeland, Mark Friddle, Brother and Sister Griffith, Kenny Ham, Michael Malone, Tanya McCann, Georgia McCool, and we have Breely, which is the little girl of the Ayers family neighbor. And so we want to make sure that we are lifting these names in prayer and with expectation that God is going to move in those needs. And if you have a need in your body today and you want somebody to lay hands on you and to pray over you, we encourage you to do that. You can step forward and ministers will anoint you with oil, pray with you and for you. And there's going to be a spirit of healing that is going to move throughout this house. And you are going to walk out of here with a faith that you did not have. You're going to walk out of here with a blessing that you did not have. And I believe that God is still in the healing business and he can heal your body where you stand today. And so, Father, I thank you so much for the opportunity to bring my needs to you. God, I thank you that you are a healing God. I thank you that you are a delivering God. And Lord, I pray that right now I surrender every need, every hurt, every sickness right now to you. I bind infirmity right now and I loose healing. I loose life right now in the name of Jesus. Move throughout this place in Jesus' name.
Holy, holy. felt so satisfied. Oh, yes. You're the Lamb of God that was slain. Oh, Prince of Peace. Oh, no one else is worthy. Oh, Lamb of God, anointed one who was and is and is to come.
Receive the Holy Ghost for the first time. So let's give it up for that. And it was just an amazing week. I know they are still on fire, so pumped up. And one of the things that I shared with them after the first night, after some of them, it was their first NAYC trip, they were just astounded by how amazing the service was. And I said, you know, every service can be like this. We just have to put in what we want to get. And so it was just amazing. And so I'm very excited for the future of this church and for the services that are coming up today, this morning, and then on. So our first thing is volunteer interest forms are in the foyer. So please get one of the forms and check the departments or ministries that you would like to be a part of and turn it into the office. The 30th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. is the last night for VBS True North. July 27th, 7 a.m. service. Oh, well, that's today. So Brother John Proctor is preaching today. So also, after service, we will have the nacho luncheon at the R.L. Meyer Center after service. It is $6 a person. Kids under 3 eat free. So you can pay online for that. Also, today the mission pledge is due. So a lot today. Hope you got all that, wrote it all down. And then the 28th, Ladies United Fellowship at 6 p.m. will be at Golden China. Sis Dot Lipscomb will be our special speaker, or your special speaker. I won't be there, but she'll be speaking to y'all. August 3rd, join us as we say goodbye to our student pastor and music director and their families after the AM service at the R.L. Meyer Center. So if you did not know that, next week will be the last service for my siblings to be here. So make sure that if you wanted to say goodbye, that you're here for that. And then August 5th through August 25th is going to be 21 days of prayer.
We will now take our Sunday morning offering. It's so good to see each of you here. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to worship you. Thank you, Lord, for a church body that is on fire and that their hunger and thirst is after righteousness, which is nothing that this world can fulfill or satisfy, but only you can. King of glory, God, I pray that you would touch every heart and soul, God, that is here. God, as we give in our finances, we also give in our worship because you alone are worthy of all the worship, praise, glory, and honor. I pray that you would minister to those that are listening online. I pray that you would strengthen Brother Proctor in your precious name. In Jesus' name, oh God.
There's an anthem rising from the ashes. There's an army rising up today. Let the praises ring from every mountain. Hear the nations lifting up your name. Oh, there is none like our God.
Sing it out.
Sing it out. There is none like our God.
Every
knee has to bow down. Every tongue has to cry out.
Presence that's in this room today. Thank you, God, for your spirit that's moving among us this day, God. We don't take it for granted, Jesus. We don't take it lightly, God. We thank you for your power. Hallelujah. If it's appropriate, grab your neighbor by the hand and let's join our faith together. Let's believe the Lord to do it only He can do right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak life over dead situations. We speak life over troubled seas right now. Hallelujah. I feel a wave of the Holy Ghost in this room right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nobody like you, Jesus. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Proctor is fixing to come deliver the word to us today. But I want to tell somebody something before the man of God comes. The Bible says that weeping prophet Jeremiah, he got to a point in his life where he almost stopped. The Bible said he almost quit. And Jeremiah, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, Jeremiah said, when I would have stopped, it wasn't good singing. I thank God for good singing. It wasn't good preaching. He said, but it was his word. It was like fire shut up in my bones. He said, when I wanted to stop, his word pulled me up off the bottom. And I want to tell somebody, when the man of God finishes today, it's the word of God, Paul said. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What a great presence of the Lord that's here today. Thank you for being at the United Pentecostal Church of Paris. If you're a guest, thank you for being at church today. We pray you feel welcome and blessed. God bless you. Give our guests a hand today. We thank God for our guests today. I want to say it's a great honor to have Brother and Sister Proctor with us today. Several weeks ago, they were in service with us visiting, and I kind of felt a little nod and the bump in the Holy Ghost to have him come preach for us. And I believe God's going to speak today. You believe that? Amen. If you'll open your heart, God's going to talk to us. Brother Proctor, would you come, amen, preach the word to us? So let's give him a hand as he comes. Thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah.
I did it. Praise the Lord, everybody. Well, God bless you. You may be seated. It's good to be here in Paris. I'm your 264-pound baby. I got the Holy Ghost here. That's September the 6th, 1970. And Brother Griffith used to tell everybody I was your 300-pound baby. Well, I'm dropping off. Since I got married to my sweet wife, she's done a complete overhaul. I'm blessed to have her. I would ask her to testify this morning, but she's having some problems. She's got to have surgery on the 8th of next month. They found a spot in her throat. They do not believe it's cancer, and I do not believe it's cancer. God did not give her to me to take her away. I believe that. He sent her to me. And in fact, the Lord spoke to me. He said, I'm sending you somebody that's going to help you. And she goes everywhere I go. And we go everywhere together. And I'm so proud of her. And sweetheart, I want you to know you're the love of my life. And I appreciate you. Well, it's good to be here. Thank you, Pastor Davis, for allowing us to be here. Evangelists are a dime a dozen. They're everywhere. A man resigns a church, he says, I'm an evangelist. But see, there is an office of a pastor, but then there's an office of the evangelist. And that's what I am. I'm an evangelist. I have pastored before, but I knew the will of God for me to travel. But I appreciate this church. This church holds a special spot in my heart because y'all watched me grow up. I got the Holy Ghost, as I said, when I was 17. I'm 71 now, and I'm still living for God. I appreciate these young people. Man, y'all turning me on this morning. I like that fire that I'm seeing. I tell you what, I wanted to get up and do like that little boot scootin' boogie like I used to, but I can't scootin' boogie. I just can't. All I can do is scoot now. I said, but I told Sister Proctor, I said, man, they just come back from that conference and they're going to be fired up. And I thought there's a bunch of jumping jacks when I walked in here. Man, y'all just keep it going. Keep the fire going. I believe in young people. I was a custodian at a high school, and some of them are here that went to Chisholm for 5 years. And so I really, really appreciate young people. I'm proud of them because at that school, they would come up to me. They'd say, how's your wife? I say, she's not doing good. Tell her I'm praying for her. Young people pray. Do you hear me? Young people know how to get a hold of God. Don't you ever let the devil tell you that you can't touch God. You can shake heaven's gates and lock hell's doors. God is giving you the authority. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Somebody worship the Lord right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's turn to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. And once again, Brother Davis, thank you. You have a great name among the preachers. I've never heard anything but good about you. And I've known your wife for a few years. And I never knew anything about her that much, but I know her mama. And she looks like her mama, and she acts like her mama. And your mama was so sweet to text me yesterday, said, we're out of town. But when we get back sometime, we want to get with you and your wife and go eat somewhere. And that was sweet. But Mary Lou, we've been friends for, 52, 53 years longer, but just a great woman of the Lord. Okay, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vine, and the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Folks, that means you're having a bad day. It's telling you you don't have it. But I like the attitude. He said, yet. Somebody say it with enthusiasm. Yet. Yes. I told somebody, I said, say yet. They said, yet. I said, oh, come on, liven up out there. Say yet. Yes. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet. He will make me to walk upon my high places to the chief singer on my string instruments. Jesus, help us today. Let the fresh anointing of your spirit move through this place. I never ask you to anoint your word. Your word is anointed. But I am asking you to anoint me, and I'm anointing every heart. And let everybody leave different than what they were when they come in. And somebody said, in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. If you need a title today, we're going to call this Dancing in the Rain. Dancing in the Rain. You know, everybody has good days. Everything that goes on in your life is not the devil. In fact, most of the problems we have is not the devil. It's our flesh. The biggest enemy I've got is not Satan. He wants me to think he is. Have you ever noticed how the scripture teaches that he exalted himself? I will be like the Most High. The problem is with Lucifer, God's in a league all to himself. You cannot compare God to anything or anybody. He's in a league all to himself. So when God filled you with the Holy Ghost, and let me say this long, quick enough, that I hear people all the time saying, we need deliverance. If you had the Holy Ghost, you got delivered the day you got the Holy Ghost. You don't need deliverance. You need discipline. And you just need to start praying, God, help me to exercise discipline in my heart, because the devil's going to oppose you. He's going to fight you. He's going to lie to you. But you got to stand up firm and tell the devil, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to stop. I live for a God that's in love with me. Come on, somebody, hear me. We need to fall in love with Calvary like we've never been before. Come on, let's praise him. I'm amazed when I watch people, they'll say the devil's attacking my car. No, you got a broke down car. You know, you drive that thing long enough, it's going to get old. Somebody told me one time, they said, you know, the devil's attacking your health. Now, there have been times the devil has attacked me physically. But do you know, when you get to be 71 years old, you don't have the body of a 35-year-old, and you need to realize it, bub. You're not going to be able to do the things you used to do. Somebody asked me, they said, don't you wish you could do what they're doing? I said, oh, I can do exactly what I could when I was 30. It just takes me 2 weeks to get it done. Come on, you're going. Things are going to happen, and the devil. I'm going to show you something here. The devil will try to have you to think, I've got you. I've got. He doesn't have anybody. It's your mindset. Come on, don't grow old. One of the saddest things, Brother Davis, to me is this: is to see older people get old. You say, everybody, no. You can get older without getting an old attitude. They're always talking about how bad they are. You want to tell you the secret of growing old? Don't hang around a bunch of old folks. All they want to do is talk about their medicines and their aches and their pains and how much milligram this pill is. Get around somebody that likes to laugh, likes to talk about the good times, likes to talk about the Word of God. Come on, somebody, hear me. We're going to dance in our rain. I don't care what the devil's telling me. I'm going to worship God with all of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my strength. Come on, folks. I've been to hell and back in my emotions. I've been attacked on every side, but I refuse to give up. I refuse to give in, and today I'm still standing in the house of the living God. Somebody praise the Lord. When you look at people and you look at your situation, I look at my situation, and you compare them, and yes, there are times that are hard. I'm reminded of several years ago, a lot of you remember it. I had a very bad car wreck. I was T-boned on the driver's side. A young lady didn't even have a driver's license, and she T-boned me, and I was really messed up, and I got infections. I nearly died. The doctor called me a walking dead man. It took me 3 years before I could really get any walk where I could really walk good, and I would be in such pain. But Brother Davis, I got my lawnmower out. I refused to give in to my feelings, and I cranked that lawnmower. I could mow that front yard in 17 minutes, but now it's taken me 2 hours. Every step I took, I said, it won't always be this way. It won't always be this way. It won't always be this way. Come on, am I talking to somebody right now? The devil's attacking your mind. You tell him, it won't always be like this. There's a change coming. God's about to do some great things. The first year went by. The second year went by. It won't always be this way. It won't always be this way. And the step was a little bit better. But on the third year, I cranked up that mower and I said, it's showtime. I went out there and I went, I mowed that front yard in 15 minutes. I'm here to tell you I was ecstatic. I jumped up and down. I shouted. I know my neighbors thought I was crazy, but I was excited about the fact it won't always be like it is today. Come on, somebody reach out to him. Don't you just love to be around people when you say, how you doing? Well, I've seen better days. Who hadn't? Always upset about something. One person told me, said, pray for my finances. I need a word from God. I said, got one for you. Stay out of McDonald's. I said, stay home and cook. I walked by the car. I saw their car. By God, have mercy. No wonder God won't bless people with something better. They won't even clean up what they got. It was full of McDonald's, Burger King, Whataburger. And they're saying the devil's attacking my finances. No, 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 no. You just, oh, my Lord, I can feel it. You just don't know. Oh, you don't know. I've been there. Come on, I'm here to tell you, you can't judge me. Some of you would not last 30 days in some of the hell that I've been through for the last 40 years. And some of you know what I'm talking about. Brother Benny, you've been seeing me in my best and you see me in my worst. But every time we got together, we never talked about how bad it was. We just laughed and talked. Some of you need to learn how to laugh again. You need to learn how to joy in the Lord again. You need to, how old are you, bub? I'm looking at you. Huh? Son, don't grow old. My little wife, myself, we still have pillow fights. I'll chunk one of her and she, come on, you old stiff neck thing. You need to go home and get you a pillow and chunk it at her. I had the water hose the other day, was in the yard working, and I kept saying, should I not? Should I? I said, help me, Holy Ghost. Should I not? Lord Jesus, have mercy. Help me, Lord. She said, you better not. And she took off to the house. But you know what? Get ready, baby, because the water hose is on the way. Should I? Yeah, I should. Come on, some of you need to stand up in faith. Though the fig tree shall not blossom. Should I? Should I not? Yes, you should worship God with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength. Come on, somebody worship him. But Brother Proctor, you don't understand, I'm lonely. Who hadn't been? You don't understand, I'm angry. Who hasn't been? You don't understand, I'm broke. Who in the world has not been? But it's not God's fault. Sometimes he'll put a test your way just to see how you're going to react. You need to worship God like you've got $1 million in the bank and $1 million on the way. You say, but I'd be lying. No, you're not lying. You're worshiping in faith that God's going to take care of my need according to his riches and glory. Several years, many, many years ago, we won a lady to the Lord. Her name was Flo Camello. Flo was raised in a very weird situation. Her mother was a Sunday school teacher of a denominational church, but a practicing witching, wicks. She would do cards, everything. Flo was molested by her pastor's son when she was 9 years old in the basement of their church. She went home to her mother, so who do you go to? You go to your mom, you go to your dad. She didn't have a dad. And the mother took an extension cord and beat her and told her it was her fault. Then she took her to the pastor, the pastor wannabe, and said, told her what happened. He said, do you want to hurt Jesus? She said, no, sir. So, well, if you tell anybody, you'll be hurting Jesus. They should have strung him up. Come on, you don't hurt children. If you want to get on my bad side, you be mean to old people or mean to children, and especially mean to ladies. Come on, I'm here to tell you, gentlemen, you treat girls like they're treasures, not like they're a toy. Lady, you be a lady regardless what the world says. We need men that know how to pray. We need men that got the powerful prayers of God. We need women. I was excited this morning when I saw the prayer room. There was several young people in there. Keep on digging. Better days are coming. More revival's coming. So Flo got angry and she started burning every Bible she could get a hold of. And now she's in her 30s. We met her. I started inviting her to church and she looked at me really strained because she got mixed up in some crazy stuff. And so one night I was preaching and she said, you know, I used to sit down under the air conditioner in that building. It was in Bonham, Texas. She said, by the way, it leaks. And she said, but I would wipe my tears as you would say, God cares. Can I tell everybody in here today that God cares? If you're on social media, you may be going through hell on earth, but God cares. He's not forsaken you. He still loves you. Don't ever let the devil tell you God does not love you. And so, Flo, we kept on. It took us about 9 months. We won her to the Lord. She got baptized in Jesus' name on a wash night service, New Year's Eve. God filled her with the Holy Ghost when she come up out of the water talking in tongues. Flo lived for God for several years, and then Flo backslid for about 10 years. And then we got word that she had come back to God, and Brother Cornwell, who was a pastor in Savoy at that time, he said she was the most powerful worshiper. He said, John, when she come back with power. And I'm here to tell you, she was a powerful worshiper. And so she began, all of a sudden she gets sick, and the word got out, the Flo's got cancer. Flo has stage 4 cancer. The church prayed. We prayed. Everybody was praying. But God was determined to do his will. And so we went by to see her. And I did not go in because, I didn't know if she felt like getting dressed properly or not. And her little head, she always called me boy. I did say, do you call an alligator a lizard? Boy. Hey, boy, get in this house. Never called me Brother Proctor, just boy, and I got a big kick out of it. And so I walked in. I said, how you doing, Flo? She said, oh, hatching out cancers. Started laughing. I said, well, how you feeling? She said, Brother Proctor, I know it's time for me to go. She said, the Lord has already told me it's time for me to leave. God's not going to heal me. She said, but I want you to pray because the new tumor is under this arm. And when I raise, it's so painful, and that's the arm I've always raised, and I want to be able to do it again. A few days later, it was on Facebook that she was in the middle of the road. They had a very hard rain come, several inches of rain in just a few hours. And so Flo was in the middle of the street with a hot oxygen tent on and had the tubes in her nostrils and her house coat on and just a little bonnet. And somebody said, Flo, you better get out of there, you ignorant thing. You're going to die with pneumonia. She said, wrong, baby. I'm dying with cancer. But since I'm going to die, I'm going to die dancing in the rain. I don't care what you're going through today. If you're depressed, dance in your depression. If you're discouraged, dance in your discouragement. If you're going through the valley, dance anyway. Come on. It does not matter what happened. God deserves the best. Somebody praise him. I get tickled at myself sometimes, and I talk to myself. Anybody ever had talked to yourself? How many liars we got in here? Yeah, but really, I even answered myself. You know, my wife, she walked in, she said, who are you talking to? Myself. And she goes, okay. And so I'll talk to myself. I'll say, self. And then I'll say, yes. When's the last time you really got a hold of the things of God? Have you ever been through a situation that you just realized you just couldn't pray? Words wouldn't come out. You cried enough tears that there's no more tears to shed. You felt like there's nothing going on. And so, Sister Cabo, I thought about you one day when I was praying. And I know, you know how crazy I can be sometimes. And sometimes when I pray, I get carnal. I'm not as righteous as all y'all. So I'm sitting out there praying, and I wasn't getting nowhere. But I just kept praying. Brother Ronnie Bolton, I started doing this. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, goodbye. Who was I talking to? The devil. Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, goodbye. I felt a little release, and I started really getting into it. I said, you're no good, you're no good, you're no good, devil, you're no good. Instead of walking in the house and the devil telling you you're no good, you said, well, you know what, but he is good. He is good. And I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been set free by the blood of the Lamb. I've been delivered. God, give me the discipline that I need to walk upright with you. Somebody stand up and shout hallelujah. Yeah, I remember one time, and please excuse the personal reference, but I was talking to that missionary just the other day. He's retired now. He's in his 80s. He was in Zimbabwe, Africa. And I can put on one hand how many letters I've written in my life. I hate texting. When Sister Proctor and I started talking, she said, do you like texting or talking? I said, I want to talk. I don't like to text. And buddy, when she gave me the go, I mean, I dialed quickly. And so I'm just sitting there and got through mowing the yard. I was hot and sweaty. Perspiring. You know, women, horses sweat, women glow, and men perspire. Not where I come from, baby. They sweat. And so anyway, I'm sitting there and I begin to write. I said, dear brother, the Lord has spoke to me and the Lord has told me, and I said several things. It went two or three weeks later, I got a letter, of course, airmail. I opened it up. He said, dear brother Proctor, I still got the letter. He said, dear brother Proctor, consider the fact that you know nothing about the situation. I take it was God. He said, but pray for us, because when you're in the foreign mission field, your children cannot stay here once they graduate. They got to go back to the States. He said, it makes it hard when you're clear across the world from your children. But what we was really troubled about, there's laws in place here that stops us from having the revival we need to have. And so the next morning, because most of you know I've always done a lot of walking over the years and out walking that morning at the Dragon Park track, and I was walking. I said, Lord, I'm asking you to send your angels to your prophet to do battle for him. And I was in the spirit, and I saw a band of angels, and the Lord said, I've sent my angels to my prophet. That night I called him. It was daytime in Africa, of course. I told him what the Lord showed me. He said, they got here today. They changed the law. Today, several years ago, I was standing right here in this sanctuary, and the Holy Ghost showed me two angels pushing a wall. He said, there's walls that have been up for years that's stopping the move of God that I want to give them, but I've sent my angels. Church, rejoice. You're not in this battle alone. God is sending his angels to do battle for you. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Better days are coming. Great things are going to happen. I just amazed how God does things. I was in Longville, Louisiana. You know, Brother Davis, you hear something, you wonder if it's true, because they don't ever tell anything. They just tell a good story. And you know, human, you know. But Longville, Louisiana, Brother Larry Talent, you can call him. I'm up there preaching how God's going to move. And the Lord showed me a woman, a man with a battered cowboy hat, and a little girl. And I was just sitting there on the parking lot that morning. That night, we got through preaching. We had a good service. And I go to the parsonage, lit the oven so the pastor's wife could do what she needed to do when she got there. And a young lady come running over. She said, Brother Proctor, you're needed at the church quick. Well, I didn't know if somebody did or what. I took off. And when I walked in, there was a battered cowboy hat on the altar. I said, there's the man. I said, and then when we got to pray, and he said, my wife knew us here. And a few minutes later, here come the wife, and here come the little girl. And then a few days later, he gets the Holy Ghost, and she gets the Holy Ghost. And his mother was a devout Roman Catholic. I don't like to hear people bash other religions. There's a way to talk about the truth without being hurtful, and I don't like that. It's rude. She loved God with all of her heart. She just did not know the truth. And I walked back to her. Why in the world are we scared of wildfire? We got enough wet blankets to put it out. And so I walked up to her and I said, what do you think about this? She said, amazing. I said, how do you feel about this Holy Ghost? She said, I don't know nothing about it. Then all of a sudden you get this professionalism about you. You're going to give them a Bible study. They don't need a Bible study. They need the Holy Ghost. I said, why don't you go up there and just put your hands on your son's shoulder and just pray for him. Pray for him. And she said, me? I know some of y'all look at me, my God, I can't believe you do. Why? We're trying to win the lost. And so she hesitantly walked up there, put her hands on her son's shoulder, and in 3 minutes, she was talking in tongues. Come on, I'm here to tell you that God is about to give Parrish, Texas, a revival that's going to shake this community. It's going to shake this area. Come on, come on. If you don't believe it, you just get ready to get blown off the chart. There's young people that God is going to use. This church, Pastor, is going to raise up apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. They're going to be soul winners. You're going to be singers for the glory of God. Come on, somebody hear me. Dance in your rain. Brother Proctor, I've been hurt so bad. I know you have, and it's real. I'm not one of these cold-hearted jerks that go around saying, well, you just need God. You do need God, but you've got to understand that God's going to help you if you let him help you. See, you're gonna build a shell about your life, and nobody's going to hurt you again. Well, that's good, okay, if that's what you want to do. But the problem is God don't break shells. When you build a shell, you say, I'm never going to be hurt again. You're just defeated yourself. But when you give God permission to come in and you let your guard down, yes, you're going to have some disappointing days, but you're going to learn through that. And when people look at you, I've watched people that say, I don't think they're going to make it. I knew somebody was doing some bad things one time, and they said, what do you think? I said, leave them alone. I said, God's working on them. It's just going to take time. Today, they're happily married. Today, they're prominent members of the church. Come on. You're not perfect, but you've got a perfect God that's in love with you. Amazes me when I watch people who get so stirred up about what young people do. Do you remember when you was 15? Do you know? Come here, bub. Yes, sir. How'd you get so tall? Age, how old are you?
18.
Just a pup. I'm going to reach up here, stretch, and put my arm around. Let me tell you something, son. I believe in you. I like the way you worship. And God's got plans for you. Listen to your pastor. If somebody calls you and say, I know the will of God for you, they're lying. Only you and your pastor know the will of God for you. That goes for all you young people. Come on, fall in love with the man and the woman of God in your life. Fall in love with the prayer warriors of your church. Aunt Jane, I remember the times you prayed for me and you're still praying for me. I remember the time when Brother Larry Bell would pray for me. I would get up in the mornings and I'd say, everything's going to be all right. They'd say, well, what do you mean? I said, Aunt Jane's praying. Larry Bell's praying. Benny Brown's praying. Ronnie Bolton's is praying. Come on, church. You're going to be all right. You got a church that's praying for you. Dance in your rain. Now, my wife, she's very fluent in Spanish, and I'm learning what I'm not saying right. I was all excited one time, and I was talking to a bunch of preachers. I was practicing, and I practiced, and they looked at me and said, "You're cussing really bad." I said, "I'm cussing? What did I say?" "Don't worry, just don't say it." And then one night I practiced all that. Now, vamos a levar, Señor, bendito el rey. But I practiced. I just got tongue-tied, and I got up there and said, "Donde está el baño, gloria a Dios?" What I said was, "Where are the bathrooms? Praise God." Well, that church had a lot of Hispanics in it. They ran the aisles anyway. Come on, somebody. Don't be afraid to reach out to people that don't speak your language. Learn how to talk. Learn how to reach out. God wants to fill this church up with red, yellow, black, white. Come on, somebody. We need an old-fashioned, move of God that made the international church of the living God. But Brother Davis, I'm going to be honest with you. I also feel those intimidating spirits that are trying to war against God's people. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to see, I can't do your fighting for you. You got to do your own fight. You got to make up your mind that you're going to say, "I'm walking right up to him and I'm telling him no more. I have battled hell for the last 2 weeks. I know when my health is good, when it's not good. Yes, I've had 2 heart attacks, but the last time I've been, they said I was in good shape. No clogged arteries, nothing like that, but my heart started hurting me. I told my sweetheart, I said, pray for me. She said, do you need to go to the hospital? I said, no, I know what's going on. And she prayed, immediately it left. It come back, my daughter prayed, it left. I got up this morning, and I was troubled in my spirit, and the Lord sent me here to Paris to tell this church. He's trying to touch the heartbeat of this church, but the devil can't do it. It's under the blood. You're in a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight. It's not a game. Next time somebody comes to you and says, "Have you heard what the devil's been doing?" Little sis, tell them, "No, I'm not a devil worshiper. But let me tell you what Jesus is doing. He refilled me," or "He filled me with the Holy Ghost." Come on, God's taking me on a journey. He's taking Paris, Texas on a journey you've never been on before. Why does a honeymoon have to last, have to end? Why does a honeymoon have to end? Somebody gets married, and after they're married a few months, you know how it is, like a pair of shoes. You're just careful where you go. All of a sudden, you got mud puddles. You just walk in. Because they're not new. Why does marriages have to have a honeymoon? Oh, the honeymoon's over. Baby, it ain't over for us. And we're determined, because we've been in this rodeo before. We're determined. We're not going to let it end for us. We love each other. We're going to stay in love. Why does your honeymoon with Jesus have to end? It don't have to. What you got to do is start talking back to Lucifer and tell him, "You have no authority over me. I'm under the blood." Come on, somebody praise him. When I was out in La Mesa, Texas, years ago, pastoring that church, I was at the church one morning. I was all by myself. There wasn't nobody there but me. I just started worshiping the Lord. And then I just started dancing. There wasn't nobody there but me. But would you believe I felt intimidated? You know why? Because Lucy showed up. Yeah, he showed up. He didn't like it. You know what I did? Sit up, brother. I turned around and I said, "Hey, Lucifer, I'm doing what you used to do. Do you like it? When you worship God, you're doing what he used to do. He wants to stop it. But if a church is a worshiping church, a praying church, hell cannot stop it. Dance in your rain." Give me that Job scripture. Is anybody up there? Oh, there he is. He's short. Job, he said, "For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease." There, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth bright boughs like a plant. You remember the old, hearing about the old cattle drives? They were without water for days. But that old lead steer, he did quiet, and all of a sudden he goes, and then the stampede is on. He could smell the water. The horses could smell the water. You know what I'm smelling in Paris, Texas? I'm smelling the new fresh anointing of God. I'm smelling the power of the living God. Come on, somebody, hear me. Do you really believe it? Do you really want God to do what he wants to do? It's going to get us out of our comfort zones. It's going to take us places we may wonder about. But God knows what he's doing. I had one crepe myrtle, no, two crepe myrtles in my backyard. I had a tree cut down. I had them to stump grinded. And therefore, I could just, you know, put it in bags, take it to the trash. But I had two crepe myrtles, and I stump grind them. Those crepe myrtles won't die. You got to poison them babies. More than one dose. And so I went out the next year and I had seven crepe myrtles. I just kept mowing over them. Every now and then it'll show its ugly head up. Did you know crepe myrtle is one of the hardest pieces of wood you can get a hold of? You know what happens to you when you're knocked down? Come on, you get up and you're harder. You're stronger. I don't know if I've ever told y'all this. Probably I may have, but I listen to your same songs. You listen to my same stories. And so, Cabo, I had a dream one night. I joined the Marine Corps. I'm 70 years old at the time. I joined the Marine Corps. And in my dream, dreams only last 17 seconds, 15 to 17 seconds. And in that dream, I went through basic boot camp. I went through the special training, the tear gas, the 50-mile march without stopping, the hell day. I went through it all in 15 to 17 seconds. But when I woke up, I was so tired because my bed, the mattress was wallowed off of the bed. The sheets were wallowed off. Come on, something was going on. You may have sleepless nights right now, but you got a God that's standing there watching you. He will not let nothing overtake you. Get up and fight the good fight of faith. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Oh, let's stand and praise him. Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah. Come on. Now, let me tell you something, little girl. I saw you and your hubby on Facebook. Y'all be styling and profiling. But don't you get up there and sing Further Along or Hold the Fort. I'll chunk this at you. Come on, we want this thing rocking. Come on, somebody, we need to worship God. Come on, young people. Come on up here. Move it. My God, there you go. Come on, line up across there. We need some enthusiasm here. We got it here. Come on, we need people to know how to worship God. Now I want some of you older saints to get around them and say, God, build a fire. Come on, God, keep the fire burning. Come on, we're going to dance in our rain. We're going to shout in our trouble. We're going to rejoice in our heartache. Here's what I told the Satan the other night. I said, Satan, I know what you're doing. I've had panic attacks. I knew what was going on. I saw the apparition. I said, Satan, I know what you're doing. You're trying to intimidate me, but you come too late. I can't be intimidated. I didn't come to lose. I come to conquer. I didn't show up just to fight. I come to win the battle. Come on. I didn't come to play games. I come to fight the war. And the way you fight the war, if you've done something you shouldn't have done, then repent. You don't have to spend 3 hours repenting. Just tell God you're sorry. That's it. And God, I'm going to do my best to never do it again. And then worship. Well, Brother Proctor, I'm just not emotional. You're ugly and your mama dresses you funny. Now tell me you're not emotional. Yeah, you're emotional. You just can get emotional about a ball game. Woo, did you see those Astros play the other night? Wow. Did you see the Cowboys? I don't think anybody else has. Did you see? Did you see? Did you see? Did you see? But when they come to church, they're half mass. Everybody do this. You know what that is? That's half mass. That means somebody died. There really was a Hare Krishna. There really was a Buddha. There really was a Muhammad. They lived, they reigned, they died. But there really is a Jesus Christ. He lived, he died. And on the third day, he come up out of that grave. We come to worship him this morning. In it. Come on, worship, young people. Woo!
Hallelujah, anyhow.
social media, whatever. The NFL is currently hosting their training camps. And mind you, this is just practice. But already, hundreds and thousands of fans line the fence. And anytime somebody does something they like, they lose their mind. That's why I tell you, never be ashamed. When you come in, they say, man, why would you worship like that? Or why would you do something? Remember this, way before Pentecost ever happened, way before you heard of the 1970s Latter's Rain movement and the Holy Ghost, people talking about it more, way before then, in the Old Testament, the old prophet said, I need you to clap your hands, all you people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. He said, sometimes you just gotta leap for joy. David, what are you doing? I'm dancing in the rain. I'm dancing in the rain. God have mercy. I wish somebody help me right now for 30 seconds and give God the highest praise. Let's do his name right now. And go home. When I was growing up, small town called Bonware, Texas, Sister Pee Wee Doherty, she's dead and gone now. I remember many services. It wasn't nothing moving. We's a country church in the sticks. And they'd be playing Amazing Grace, and I'd watch her come out of the pew like this. And I knew then it was on, Bubba.
Come on.
Because it wasn't no drum that got her there.
Come on.
It wasn't no certain lyric that got her there. But her eyes were on another world. And I think it'd be right to close this service today with no music, but just praise to a holy God. And I wish you dance in your rain before we leave here. Thank God for the drums. Thank God for the piano. But right now what we need is praise to a holy God who brought you out, who kept you when you should have blew your brains out. He made a way for you. Come on, somebody, for 30 seconds. Give God the praise that's rightful to his name.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody, it's not just noise. It's how you do war. I war with my praise. I war with my worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think it's always great to end on a great report. If you saw the post online, and they framed it just right, NAYC was played or had in Lucas Oil Stadium, the Indianapolis Coaches football stadium, and the highest score ever scored was scored this week in that stadium. 1,087 kids received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's the highest score ever in that stadium, baby. No one will ever break that score. And to think two of them was one of our kids. We thank God for that today, that God helped us. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother and sister Proctor. You blessed us today. God bless you. We love you. Give them a hand. Thank God for the Proctors coming today. Amen. I do want to say a special thank you to our chaperones who took our students to NAYC. That's not, I mean, it's fun, but it ain't fun sometimes. Thank God for them. I'd have been there and done that and stressed out over that stuff, and I'm glad those days are over. Amen. But thank God for them, what they did. Amen. Giving kids a chance to experience the presence of God. Amen. This is the greatest place to be in Paris. That's three of you. It's the greatest place to be in Paris. Amen. The Holy. Amen. Amen. August 5th through 25th, there's 21 days of prayer. We start revival with evangelist Jonathan Whittemore at the end of the month, and God's going to move and do supernatural things. Amen. We baptized three this summer, but it'd be great to have 20 baptized by the time we go in the fall. God can do that thing in this house. I just got high faith. Amen. I do want to say it's so good to see my friends, Brother Brian, Sister Cassie. Love y'all so much. So good to see y'all. Amen. Very few men have impacted my life like Brother Craig Adams. He's a great impact on my life, and I've leaned on him at different times in ministry, and thank God for his ministry. Amen. Amen. We love and appreciate you folks so much. God bless you for being in service today. Let's just pray one more time. Lord, we love you. Thank you for this great group of believers that's gathered together. Thank you, God, for that powerful, anointed word we heard today from your servant. God, help us to learn. God, it's not deliverance we need. It's more discipline, God. Help us, Holy Ghost, to dance in the rain. Bless this house. Keep this place. Keep us safe till we return together on Wednesday. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone said amen. Don't forget, they're serving nachos next door if you'd like that. Listen, folks, if you don't want nachos, I said it Wednesday night, all you got to do is give them some money. Amen. It works both ways. Just give them some money, and God will bless you for that. Amen. We love you. God bless you. See you back here on Wednesday night, Lord willing.